Well, thanks for joining us today, Dr. Fleck.
You're welcome.
Yesterday was the first school board meeting with the new school board, and Mike Kelly is back on the Knoxville School Board, and Jeff Wallace is off after 7 years, and he chose not to run again for another term. So he was thanked last night, congratulated, and thanked for his 7 years of service. Can you just talk a little bit about what it's been like working with Jeff these past 7 years?
Well, Jeff Wallace, for 7 years on the Board of Education, was very committed to the students, very committed to the school district and to the community. You know, Jeff is a lifelong resident of the Knoxville School District and school community. So his service to the board and to the district was invaluable. He was always interested in the programs for the students. Jeff was very visible at school activities. And, you know, it's just great to have people like Jeff Wallace on the Board of Education.
And what are you looking forward to with this new school board, with the established relations, and Mike's been on the board before? What are you looking forward to coming up in the next year here?
Well, I think, the school district is very fortunate to have had people over the past several years who have been very, very dedicated to the district and very willing to serve. Tim McDonald, Leslie Miller, Mark Mahoney, Steph Vigroy, and now Mike Kelly again. They're just all very committed. They're willing to put in the time. They're willing to study the situations and the issues. They're willing to do what needs to be done for the future of the district and for the future of the students. I think any time you have a Board of Education that's willing to invest dollars in technology for the students, a board that is willing to invest professional development time for the staff, a board that is willing to look into improving our facilities, such as the new auditorium. I mean, that just shows that the board members are very dedicated to the school and want the best for the children of the school district.
All right. And then also last night, talked a little bit about condition of the turf at the football stadium. Gary Backus, director of grounds, discussed the issues, and the field was last renovated in 2000 is what was said last night, 2000 or 2001. So it's kind of running out on its lifeline, or its
life expectancy.
Anyway, thank you. Can you just talk a little bit about what that discussion was like?
Yeah, I for the past 4 or 5 years, Gary Backus, who has taken care of our football field for years and does just a magnificent job and is very proud of his work, we've been fighting situations with fungus, with winter kill, with just problems with the turf dying out, roots not taking hold. And for the past couple, 3 years, there's just no root to the grass. So when the football season starts, it gets torn up very early, which just hasn't been the case in recent years. So we've talked about the need to re-turf the field. We've talked about the need to improve the drainage still and to improve the watering system at the football field. Gary came to the meeting last night and talked a little bit more about the situation. The field was renovated in 2000. The people who work with football fields say that, you know, a turf's going to last 8 to 12 years. And we've used that field now for 11 or 12 years, and it's time it needs to be replaced. Gary's going to work really hard at the end of this football season, do some deep tilling, do some overseeding, change his fertilizing plan a little bit so that we can get another good year out of it. But I think we're going to have to seek bids for replacing the turf, not this fall, but the fall of 2012. And it's not, you know, it's not just an appearance issue. With all the games that are played on that football field, it becomes a safety issue too if the turf isn't kept in good condition.
Mm-hmm. There's also a discussion on the possibility of offering early retirement incentives, sometimes something that you guys have done in the past but you didn't do last year, and really it becomes a cost savings issue, it sounds like.
Well, if you have a retirement incentive, any kind of incentive can be paid through the management fund, which is a separate fund from our general fund. Usually, if you have retirements, you replace that retiree with a less experienced person, which does or can save significant money in the general fund. Sometimes, depending upon the position, you don't replace the position at all. And of course, in a situation with declining enrollment, that's one of the solutions or issues that we would look at as well. I just wanted the board to begin discussions of offering a retirement incentive again, because there are changes that are coming up in the IPERS benefit rules. And those changes take place July 1st of this coming year. And if people are interested in retirement, I guess I want to provide them information from IPERS that will help them with their decisions as well. So based on at least the board's initial interest in pursuing the matter a little bit, I'll go ahead and schedule a meeting with someone who can tell us about the changes in the IPERS laws and can tell people how those changes might affect them if they retire this year or if they decide to retire a couple years down the road. I think it's just something that we need to do for those people who are nearing retirement age.
And it was brought up too by, I believe, Leslie Miller, that it's not just a whether you want to retire or not in terms of money, but a curriculum thing as well. You guys may have to look into the curriculum further as the smaller classes move up into the middle school levels. And
yeah, it can be a curriculum issue in that we don't want to diminish our offerings for our students. Mm-hmm. However, when you look at class size, sometimes we can offer the same programs in different ways. Sometimes it's not so much reducing programs as it is reorganizing the way that we're offering programs. And there are always more efficient or more effective ways that we can look at to still offer high quality programs for our kids.
And is there anything else you wanted to touch on? Or?
Oh, it was a good homecoming week. You know, the football game, even though the team didn't win, they played very hard and played well. There were a lot of alumni back, I know, and that was a big deal for our attendance at the football game. Opening the time capsule was, I think, enjoyed by the alumni who were there at the game. So, and the little bit of TPing around wasn't that bad, and we were able to serve, grilled pork burgers to the students. So, I think it was a good homecoming week. The students were really into the activities, and that's, I think, part of building school pride and community pride that we need to have.
And there was no concern about behavior this year either. It seemed like just some harmless TPing.
Yeah, and like I said, I think the kids were enthused about homecoming and enthused about the school activities that surrounded it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Flack.
Thank you.